everyone, this is Minato, and it's 9 p.m. right now. I got very busy, so I delayed the podcast. It's probably going to be out like at 9:30 p.m., but I hope you watch it tomorrow or something. Anyways, thank you for joining, and as I promised yesterday, today I was going to talk about my braces, the worst thing ever, the thing that ruined my life. Now, in the first 3 days, the braces are horrible. You want to rip them off. And coincidentally, I got my braces on February 14th, the day of love, for some reason. So, we have a little joke between me and my friends that the love of my life is my braces. And yeah, that's a pretty sad joke. I hate them. Now, this is what you do, because everyone asks me, how does it feel to have braces? Or how does it feel to do this with braces? Or what can you do or what cannot, or what can you not do with braces? So today I'm going to explain everything. And if you have any more questions in the end, please leave me a comment, a voice comment, and I will respond to you in tomorrow's part B video. Now, okay, how do I start? On February 14th, 2017, yeah, I only had this on for 1 year. Anyways, I got my top braces. Now, braces are the worst thing ever because they feel very uncomfortable for the first 3 days. And after that, you forget you have braces on. Now, with braces, you can't eat anything sticky, anything too hard, or, yeah, those two in general. And surprisingly, you can't eat pizza crust, no more Laffy Taffy, no ice cubes. You can't bite on pencils. You can't bite on pens. And if gum is the most important one. You cannot eat gum. Well, you can, but it's hard. If you eat gum, okay, I'll just get into that in a little bit. Now, I got my top braces. And what they were doing is trying to make space so my two canines could come out, because they weren't coming out. Now, one canine came out already, but the other one, it's lost inside my mouth. And I got my bottom braces like 4 or 5 months ago. I think I could say that. Now, 4 and 5 months ago, I got my bottom braces. And they used my bottom braces because one of my teeth was super crooked. And they put a metal wire on it just to yank it and try to put it back in its spot. And that hurts so much. Yeah. They say if my canines don't come out, they're going to have to cut my gum open and pull them out. As you can see, today I have no special guests. I'm very lonely. Please, Alan Robbins, if you want to do it again, come on, please. Anyways, so braces work like this. Every 6 weeks, you go and you change the rubber band, get a tighter wire so they can fix your bite and your teeth placement. And then once, it depends how crooked and how disordered your bite is. When you go over there, it depends how long you go. For example, my teeth will probably take 5 years to cure. And then I have to wear a retainer, which is even worse, and I'll get into that in a bit. So, as I said with gum, you can eat gum, but it depends when. In the first week or so of braces, you can barely eat anything. It's hard to eat things. It's easy to eat mashed potatoes, soup. Well, like, it depends what type of soup. Applesauce, yogurt, and that's what I've been eating for 3 days straight for the first week. And actually, yeah, 7 days straight. And then after that, I started eating normal foods again. But you have to be very careful. Your braces can pop off easily. If you bite into an apple, they could pop off. And the end, you're done. If you're eating a bagel, like my friend, he was eating a bagel. This was like a 10 months ago, he was eating a bagel and it was super crunchy, so when he bit into it, his braces popped off. Poor him. Anyways, bagels is also another problem. You cannot eat bagels if they're too hard. If they're soft, yeah, that's fine. Pretzels, you cannot eat if they're too hard. Also, pizza crust. I'm not really that big of a fan of pizza, but, you know, pizza crust, if I go to Pizza Hut to get that cheese stuffing in the crust, man, I get pretty sad. What else can I eat? Ice cubes, you can't eat because they're crunchy and it might, See, when they put on the braces, what it does is it makes all your teeth very wiggly so they can move it wherever they want. So if you eat an ice cube, it might pop out your tooth or pop out the brace. Yes. There's also different type of braces. Once you've been through a long time wearing braces, you start wearing a rubber band to fix your bite. Or if they're helping any teeth, they put wires in between some braces to make room for the tooth. So right now I have two big gaps in my mouth and in the top side of my mouth, and that's where the canines are supposed to come out, and one came out, one didn't. Now wisdom tooth is also another big problem. Wisdom tooth come out when you're, let's say, around 18. It depends. Yeah, 18. And once they come out, it destroys your whole mouth completely. So once your wisdom teeth come out, you cannot they have to remove it if you have braces. For me, they're gonna have to do surgery when I'm 17 to remove my wisdom teeth. Yeah, my mouth isn't gonna live a good life. But in the end, it's gonna be all worth it, I hope. Now, another reason why braces is a big problem is because it's so uncomfortable. Sometimes when you get blister inside your mouth, it starts cutting the blister or it cuts your gums, and then that hurts. Brushing your teeth is way harder because you have to brush on top and through the bottom. And if you just brush on the brace, it won't do anything. Another big problem is food gets stuck all over your braces. So if you don't brush your teeth 3 times a day, your mouth is going to look horrible and smell disgusting. You're going to have food inside your brace, food stuck on the wire, food stuck on many things. Ew. But the problem is, if you still go to school, it's going to be hard going to the bathroom and just brushing your teeth. So, yeah. When you get retainer, you have to brush your teeth every time you finish eating. And you have to take off the retainer every time you have to go eat. So, you're forced to brush your teeth, because if you don't, well, your retainer is going to get very dirty. What else? Braces are another huge problem because they look weird. They look very weird, and you could change the color to rubber band, but that doesn't help much. It's just when people look at your smile, it's just a big piece of metal stuck in your mouth. Yeah, that's what how I think of it. Other people are like, wow, I wish I had braces. That'd be so cool. No! Be happy you don't have braces, because braces are the worst thing ever. Okay, I'm sorry I screamed there. Anyways, back to braces. You can change the color of the rubber band they put on once every 6 weeks, like I said in the beginning, for your 6 week appointment. And say, like me, like your canines didn't come out yet, and then they're coming out, they don't put the brace on it yet. So when the day comes to put the brace on it, like the next 6 weeks, they're gonna put the brace on my top canine because only one came out. So once they do that, they have more. They get how to explain this. It's an advantage to them because then they could do it sooner, and the sooner the better. Yeah, there you go. Now when they put on the braces, it's horrible. So they put a mouth guard. No, not a mouth guard. Well, something to open your mouth completely, and then your lips get very chappy and they start to breathe. But that's besides the point. So they open your mouth humongously, and then they put a plastic strap on your tongue with cotton balls under your tongue, which hurts so much. And they do that so no saliva or your mouth could be completely dry. And they put tons of suction things around your mouth so it could dry your mouth. And then they put the special, no, they clean your tooth very in the middle where they put the brace. They clean it specially. So there when they're about to put the brace, they put the glue and then they stick it on. And then they grab this blue UV light and start putting it on top of the brace, which makes it feel very tingly and weird, and your teeth starts to feel very, very weird. And then after that, the braids get stuck on your tooth, and you have to live with that for the rest of 5 years. Yeah. But the part that I hate the most is when they put the cotton swab under your tongue. And it just hurts so much. Now, once you get your braces on, you're going to feel so much pressure, and you're going to hate yourself so much. You're going to have so much anxiety because there's going to be so much force on your mouth. And that's why I hate braces. Well, I'm not done the video. Still 20 minutes left, so I guess I can explain more reasons why I hate my braces. Anyways, they couldn't put the top one and the bottom one at the same time because they had to fix my top bite first so it could fit. So it could fit with my bottom one, because they put both of them at the same time. Every time I bit, my braces will collide, and I had a chance of ripping them off. So, thank you, orthodontics. Also, orthodontics is the proper name for a tooth placement doctor. Something like that, I don't know. I didn't research before this podcast. Hey Siri, what does orthodontics mean? Orthodontics. And if you don't know, the orthodontics is the person who puts the braces on. Well, technically, it's the medical term to say the braces doctor. So you don't say, hey, the braces doctor put this on to me. Yeah. The braces doctor. Yeah, it sounds weird. Now, the orthodontics is a very scary place. Instead of putting friendly kids show on the TV, they put the news. Man, I'm so old now. I watch the news when I go to the orthodontics. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Well, anyways, the orthodontics means the treatment of irregularities in the teeth, especially of alignment and occlusion and jaws, including the use of braces. See, if you can't tell already, I am horrible at English. English wasn't my first language. I have no idea how to speak English. I learned English like 5 years ago, and I'm still not that good at it. I stutter a lot when I try to say a word I don't understand. But, you know, that's a subject for another day. Let's keep talking about my braces. Now, braces. What else can I say about them? In general, they're horrible. They tend to make you immune to many foods. Gum, pizza, ice. Who else bites ice? I think I'm the only one. I'm so lonely. Anyways, my orthodontics is very nice. And her, I don't want to expose them. Her coworkers are very, not mean, but they don't feel the pain that I feel. When they always do things to me, they don't know how much it hurts me. Okay? So last week, I went to the orthodontics to get my weekly checkup, and they grabbed this wire, and they put it around my brace where my crooked tooth was, and mind you, my tooth wasn't straight, it was completely turned around, and all the way in the back, well not all the way in the back, but to the back. So they grabbed the wire, they put it around the brace, they started tightening it super hard, and it started hurting already. And after that, they started yanking on it. Wait, did I tell this already? Who cares? They started yanking on it super hard, and I could feel my tooth moving forward. Ugh. Just saying it out loud gives me something down my spine. Chills down my spine, yeah. Now, I'm fine with the doctor. I've never been scared of dentists because I always brush my teeth. But now every time I go to the orthodontics, I'm dead scared. I don't know what they're going to do to me. Are they going to put another wire? Are they going to put another brace? Are they going to remove my braces finally? I don't know. Well, I do, because they tell me the day I set up the appointment. Just to make it sound more scarier, I'm just going to say, I don't know! What else do I hate about my braces? See, I've gotten used to them. You actually forget you have braces on until you start talking about it, or you feel a big metal piece in your mouth. And I got a cavity before, since we're on the subject of teeth and all. I got a cavity when I was 6, and that was the most scariest thing of my life. That's why I brush my teeth too much. Do I brush my teeth too much? Is it possible to brush your teeth too much? I don't know. Who should I ask this question? I don't know. Who do you guys want me to make a podcast with? Not tomorrow, but... Okay, so today's Sunday. Tomorrow will be Monday. On Tuesday, yeah. On Tuesday. Today I got a haircut, sadly. And I really hate haircuts. My hair is a big ball of poofiness. Yeah. And I got a haircut and now I lost all my hair. I'm really sad. So I guess on Tuesday I'll talk about my haircut and how I hate them. So to end this subject off about teeth and braces, I give my braces a 5 out of 10. Because at least they're fixing my mouth, but in a painful way. Now when people ask me, do braces hurt? It's simple. They hurt a lot in the beginning, and then it stops hurting. But then every appointment, it hurts a lot again, and then it stops hurting. Simple. So kids, we learned a valuable lesson today. Always brush your teeth. Because if you don't, you'll get cavities like me. Goodbye!